She's the ultra-marathoner who survived a terrible bushfire, and she's raising money for her charity, Interplast, on this season of Celebrity Apprentice. Please welcome Turia Pitt.
You can hear the reflections of that time now that Turia is out of Celebrity Apprentice, unfortunately. But the experience is on the podcast right now. You can search for Turia Pitt is Hard Work. It's on our app, the Listener app, yes. By the way. Good morning, Turia.
Oh, good morning, guys. It's really good to be here today with you.
Turia, this has been such a journey. I mean, it was tragedy and your incredible tenacity and resilience that catapulted you into public life for us. And I think that means that we may have put you on a pedestal due to the circumstances, but you're also a normal person. Have you ever felt that you've had to behave a particular way once you've become known?
I wouldn't go to the pub and get really pissed and smoke heaps of darts, but I don't think I would do that anyway.
Well, Turia, of course, we have to fly the West Australian flag here and just ask, what did you have against our Ronnie on The Apprentice?
What did I have against Ronnie on The Apprentice?
Yeah.
I actually didn't have anything against Ronnie. I feel like watching the episodes back, seeing his alliance with Beck, hearing his words that he had to take me down, I think it was actually quite clear that Ronnie had something against me.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah.
Ooh, what do you think? What do you think he had against you?
I don't know, because I'm a pretty nice, friendly, fun person. I don't know. I think maybe he thought I was an easy target because I saw that they took Ronnie and Beck took down Sam the week before. So maybe they thought I was an easy target. I don't know.
Maybe Ronnie wanted to bring out a podcast called Hard Work and you'd already beat him to the punch.
That's, you know what? That's probably it. That is probably the reason.
You have been fired from Celebrity Apprentice. You are reflecting on it on your podcast, Turia Pitt is Hard Work. You can find on the Listener app. I was listening to this bit.
Lord Sugar said, Turia, you're fired. I said, okay, no worries. Thanks heaps. You know, I was up against Amy Shark and Benji Marshall, so kind of knew what was going to happen as I was walking into the boardroom.
So what do you mean by kind of knew? Like, what was it about Benji Marshall and Amy Shark? Because
Lord Sugar loves Amy Shark. He loves telling
I've got to be honest with you. I love Amy Shark's music, but she doesn't strike me as an absolute viper in the boardroom. You know what I mean?
I think because those two are absolute superstars. So Benji Marshall is an incredible football player. I know he's retired now, but he brought a lot to the game of NRL. And Amy Shark is an extraordinary musician. She plays all over the world in front of sellout arenas. And then there's me, who just has a little podcast. So I feel like if there was two people to get fired out of, I kind of felt happy that it was them. Mm-hmm.
You say little podcast. Have we mentioned it's our podcast? It's on the Listener app. I wouldn't say that, Turia.
So all in all, a great experience. You glad you did it?
I think, I don't think I would ever do reality TV again because it is really hard. And I know my podcast is called Turia Pitt is Hard Work. And I love things that are hard. And I love things that are challenging. But it was really hard in the sense there was really long days. There was time away from my beautiful children. You had to work with some difficult personalities that you might not work with in your normal life.
Sure.
But on the other side, I raised, over $230,000 for Interplast. I met some really amazing people. It did force me outside of my comfort zone, which sounds ridiculous because I get it. It's a reality TV show. But I did have to do things that I wasn't really good at, I wasn't really comfortable with. So on reflection, I'm really happy. Yeah, really happy and really stoked that I did Celebrity Apprentice with my experience on the show.
Yeah, good.
Turia, before we let you go, did you listen to Amy Shark's songs before you went on the show and met her?
Yes, I did.
Are you more of a fan then or more of a fan now?
Oh, I'd say the fandom is equal. But what was really embarrassing, when Amy came on the show, I think she came on the show in episode 8, I was in the toilet and I was humming her song.
Which one?
You put me on the spot.
Everybody Rise.
Is it this one?
That's a hard one to hum.
No, that's a hard one.
It's a good one to hum on the toilet,
it was like
though.
It was like
Tell them all I said hi, probably, or a door.
I say, I'll be just fine, don't worry about me.
That it is a said hi. It is a said hi. Yeah.
I was humming that in the bathroom, and I walk out, and who do I see? Amy Shark. Oh.
I'll tell you, the sound you get in the cubicle, it really is pretty good, isn't it?
It's just like singing in the shower, mate.
Yeah.
It's just like singing in the shower.
Turia, nice to catch up with you. Congrats on your time with Celebrity Apprentice. It is something fantastic for you, and you can hear the experience reflected now on the podcast, Turia Peter's Hard Work. Grab it on the Listener app. Nice to catch up, mate.
Yeah, thanks so much, Chris. Thanks so much. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. See ya.
Bye.